This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. I-70 and U.S. Highway 40 are closed in both directions on a stretch west of Denver near Morrison. The Jefferson County Sheriff says a semi-truck is leaking hazardous materials. Hazmat crews are responding, and we are advised to avoid the area. Again, that's I-70 both directions near Morrison and Lookout Mountain. The state legislature special session ended yesterday. Lawmakers returned to address the effects of impacts above the Republicans' tax and spending bill in Congress. Colorado Democrats passed bills to close most of the budget gap. To make up the rest, the governor's office will propose spending cuts. The Colorado House voted to condemn a former Republican lawmaker for unprofessional behavior. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Former Republican lawmaker Ryan Armagost took a picture of Democratic Representative Yara Zokai without her knowledge and then shared it with his Republican colleagues, sparking unprofessional jokes. Ahead of Tuesday's vote, Republican Representative Brandi Bradley apologized for privately mocking Zokai's outfit and comparing it to that of a stripper.
I am not proud of what I said, but you guys need to look yourselves in the mirror, too.
Republicans say Democrats are turning a blind eye to their own name-calling. Representative Zokai says when the picture was later shared on social media, it led to relentless racist and sexual threats. Armagost has not apologized for taking the original photo. He was already planning to move to Arizona and resign from the legislature last week. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
This is CPR News.